crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. The 3A high school baseball season is not quite complete. We have one more weekend there. However, it is finished in the 2A classification. The Gunnison Bulldogs, they win the state championship. They knocked off the Grand Red Devils. And those two teams have something in common with Emory. They all are a part of the 2A East Division. Very competitive league throughout the entire season. There were some great battles between Emory, Gunnison, and Grand. The Spartans, on the other hand, they drop a tough game to Kanab, who was the number one seed out of their prospective region. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that game and the season as a whole, we have head coach Sean Olton to wrap up the season. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
Unfortunately, it's the season wrap-up interview, Coach. The year is now in the books, and for Emory, it actually came to a close on Friday. You guys suffered a loss to Kanab in the one-loss bracket. You guys battled, though, Coach. I mean, it's really hard to come back from that one-loss bracket. You guys scored wins over South Summit, Providence Hall, and Enterprise to get to that point. Unfortunately, Kanab was the end point.
It was. You know, the kids performed very well, and looking at that game, the Kanab game, you know, the kids did very well. You know, we had six errors in that game, and if you take the six errors away and the seven runs that they scored based on that, you know, we win that game 4-3. But, you know, it is what it is, and I couldn't be happier. You know, it's unfortunately that's where it ended for us.
We'll talk about the logistics of the tournament in just a moment, but to see your team battle back and win three consecutive games faced with elimination, those games, they put you on the edge of your seat, Coach, and for the kids to perform the way they did against Providence Hall, very good team. We're talking about the number one seed from the North region, Enterprise. They may have been the number three seed from the South, but that's a very tough division. You and I had talked about that. And then to go up against Kanab, another number one squad, you guys had a tough road.
We did. And the kids performed exceptionally well. I thought they come alive. They come together as a team. Our bats came finally to, in this tournament where they've been kind of at a lull for a couple games, but our bats come alive. We scored lots of runs. A couple emotional games where I saw the kids, really get into it, the fans into it. It was a very, very fun time, fun tournament.
This was a team that really showed signs throughout the year, Coach. I know you guys did beat Grand. Grand actually went on to the state championship game, lost to Gunnison not once but twice, but that's a team that you guys beat. You hung with Gunnison, probably should have beat Gunnison once. And so at times, this team showed that they were capable of winning a state championship.
Oh, no doubt. And I told the kids from the beginning, there's no doubt in my mind that if we work hard, we swing the bat, we eliminate the errors, eliminate the walks, keep the pitch count down, then we're going to be very, very good, and we will compete at the end. And I couldn't have asked for any more. Like I said, the kids did exceptionally well, and, getting in that one-loss bracket is tough to come back from. But you know what? I thought they lived up to expectations and even that much more.
As far as that bracket goes, it's not a death sentence because we've seen this team win a state championship falling down to that bracket before. It's just so difficult to do. The past success that this school and this team has had in the one-loss bracket, did that give the kids hope, or did you feel like maybe the enthusiasm and the mentality dipped a little bit?
No. The kids actually mentioned the championship team from a couple years ago where we did come back, and it did give them some enthusiasm, and it did give them some hope. It did.
As far as the seniors, I mean, it's always sad to say goodbye to the senior group. You had a few on this year's squad, and you never want to see a senior end on the short end of the stick. But unfortunately, there's only one team that's going to end their season with a victory, and that's Gunnison. So as far as those seniors go, how did you assess the way they played, not only in the tournament, but throughout the year, Coach?
They did awesome, and I couldn't have asked for any more. In my mind, they took this team, they molded it, they put it together, and they had a lot of opportunities to set the example throughout the year, and they did just that. I saw, sitting back, I saw a lot of the young kids really looking up to them, watching what they would say when we come off the field after a defensive situation or playing defense. A lot of our seniors would be the ones in the center talking, as I would be, but I would sit back and watch them and listen to them talk about having heart and playing with intent and doing those kind of things. So it was very, very cool and respectable to sit back and watch these seniors take the helm of this team and watch the rest of them follow suit.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Alton of the Emory Sport and Baseball team. Let's talk about a couple of these seniors. First off, you had two that you really relied on pitching-wise until Gardner and Zach Jorgensen. And unfortunately, you got to say goodbye to these two arms that were solid all year.
Absolutely. You know, they're not going to be replaceable for sure. You know, and I thought Race did a great job stepping in this year as well. You know, there's three good arms right there that we're really going to lose and going to miss. So, you know, hopefully we can get some work done over the winter time and get some other people groomed for next year.
Yeah, Race is one of those arms. It seems, at least in my and from my perspective, looking at the box scores, Coach, he got better throughout the season. I mean, it was an arm that you were able to rely on a little bit more later on down the stretch.
Absolutely. You know, and you nailed it on the head. You know, I thought at first, a couple of outings, he struggled just a little bit. But, you know, his confidence came along, and Race was right there with Tell and Zach, in my mind, right at the end of the year. And he'd come in a couple crucial games. You know, I look at the Sal Severe game where Race flat out dominated that game. When we played them earlier in the year, a ranked team, a very good team that made it far in the state tournament. And then, you know, in the Enterprise game where we come in and spelled Tells for those last few innings, you know, he did phenomenal and held down the fort, and we got the win there.
Another senior that batted really well, hit really well for you guys throughout the year is Logan Labrum. He was coming off of an injury, and it seemed like he too got better as the season went on.
He did, but as I look back at the season, Logan was hitting beach balls really all year long. You know, that's pretty much what it looked like to him coming from the pitcher. He was probably the most consistent in my mind hitting the ball, and he just continued to get that much better and someone that I could rely on with runners on, that I knew without a doubt that he was going to put the ball in play and score a run or two. He was a very tough out all year long. Very rarely did Logan ever strike out.
I don't have the roster in front of me. Off the top of my head, I believe Jordan was the fifth senior, correct?
Correct.
Jordan Beletka for you guys is the fifth senior. I mean, talk about him and what he brought to the team this year, Coach.
You know, Jordan brought a lot of leadership skills. A lot of people looked at him. Very solid catcher and one that we're going to miss. You know, he's been a starter for the last 3 years on the team, and, you know, we're very going to miss his leadership skills. And, you know, a leadoff for us at the bat, a lot of times, you know, he was a tough out as well, and we're going to miss the leadership and what he brought to the table as well.
So now that you got to say goodbye to these five seniors, Coach, next year the team is going to look a little bit different. You guys are going to be very young, two seniors returning from this year, next, you know, two juniors, I guess we could say, this year, becoming seniors next season. And to make it a little bit more difficult, you guys got to jump a classification.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to be young next year, and it's going to be a whole different dynamic, but I'm optimistic, and I believe that we can compete. I look at the sophomore class, we're very deep in pitching, very deep in skill. So I believe that a lot of those sophomores are going to be able to jump in and fill some holes that I hope that can be filled, and that we can compete next year and get back to the state tournament and just see what happens.
You know, even though we are jumping a classification next year, Coach, at the same time, Grand, Manti, North St. Pete, Richfield, South Sevier, San Juan, I mean, that's Region 15, and those are a lot of familiar opponents. So even though there is a jump in classification, I don't know that the talent level isn't anything that we're not already familiar with.
No, that's correct. You know, other than maybe a couple teams up north, you know, you throw Carbon in the mix that we see once a year, but they'll be in our classification. You throw in a couple other private schools, maybe Grantsville right there and Judge. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. And you're right. You know, the talent level, it should level itself out.
Let's talk about you, Coach Sean Alton, here for a moment. Your first year as a manager, what did you learn this year, Coach? And how much different is it being the head coach opposed to being an assistant?
Very stressful, I'll be honest with you. Very stressful. you know, as an assistant to Coach Gordon, who I admire and respect, he took this team, won a couple state championships. Very, very good coach, knows what to do in the critical times and situations. And so as an assistant, we can sit back and rely on him and what he does. And you just don't know what goes on behind the scenes. And he took care of everything. And so when I look back of what he did, you know, leaving us other coaches stress-free, now taking over, and it's just all the little things behind the scenes you got to worry about and deal with and take care of. And there's a lot of things that people out there just don't know about being a head coach, and the stressful nights and the sleepless nights and worrying about who's going to pitch, you know, here or there, and who's going to bat where, and trying to get a lineup and what's best for the team. And then you got the bus trips you got to worry about, who's going, who's not, grades, motel rooms, you know, just a lot of behind the scenes stuff, ordering of the uniforms or other apparel. You know, there's just a lot of stuff that you got to worry about, and the timelines that the High School Activity Association places on you for the dead time that's out there, and when you can practice, when you can't. So it's very stressful, but you know what? I think it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever been a part of, seeing this team come together and seeing what they did and how they competed. And I have a lot of satisfaction in this first year as a coach.
With that being said, you mentioned the timeline and when you can and can't practice. I mean, what does the offseason look like for the Emory baseball team?
You know, I hope some of the kids, and we talked about this, and we're going to continue to talk about it, but get on the baseball field this summer and do some things. I know as a school, there's a dead time right around July, right around the 4th of July area, where you can't practice or do anything for a couple weeks, and then we hit that dead time again around November. So, you know, I hope the kids get on the field. I'm going to try to put some things together maybe this summer where we can take some of these younger classmen, underclassmen players, and go do some things, enhance our skills, maybe get ready for next year, just get them back on the field and playing some ball games. And then we're going to hit it hard over the wintertime. You know, we really definitely have to groom the pitching. We've got to have that as a focus, you know, as the new pitching rules. And that's what we have to really focus on next year. I mean, we're going to be young, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Coach. It really has been fun each week to talk with you and get an update on the team. It's fun to follow you guys. It was a very entertaining season. And again, I think the boys did great at the state tournament considering the circumstances. So I appreciate you always taking out the time to join me on air each week.
You know, absolutely, Jordan. I appreciate your time and what you do for our community and how you cover, you know, the multi-counties. And it's just been really fun to talk with you this year.
Coach, definitely a pleasure. We'll talk again real soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again, that's Emory baseball manager Sean Alton taking out the time to wrap up the 2017 season. It was a successful one for Emory. I mean, they battled tough. You go back, you look at some of the games that they had with Grand and Gunnison, the two teams that participated in the state championship. Emory beat Grand, and they were right there with Gunnison. Probably should have beat them a time or two, no doubt. Congratulations to Emory on the 2017 season. We'll talk more high school baseball a little bit later on in the week. Right now, we got to get out for a quick commercial break, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this.